Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site, so what you see there has been placed there by listeners just like you. There are different items as you go down the page. There are numbers next to those items. The numbers are votes. You may vote up or vote down, depending on how you feel about any given item on the site. You can also submit whatever you want to it. So you find something online that you think we'll enjoy or our listeners will enjoy, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites. And speaking of those other talk show hosts, there was good news in talk radio land today, and that is that the number 5 talk show host in America has walked off her job. Laura Ingraham is her name. And there's a good chance that your local talk radio station might be a Laura Ingraham affiliate, if you're one of our internet listeners, that is. If you're hearing us live in the evenings on your local talk station, you probably don't need to do this. But some stations out there, we're taking her show, which is a morning show, and delaying it to the evenings, which, of course, would be an ideal time for Free Talk Live to be on that station instead. So if you don't hear Free Talk Live on your local talk station, give them a call, talk to the program director, and if they had Laura Ingraham, suggest Free Talk Live as a replacement.
Are you actually dancing on someone else's grave?
She's
going to
come back, Mark.
Well,
she's not dead.
I wonder why she left. Laura Ingraham is very cute.
I'm not into her, but the Talk Radio Network is her syndicate, and they have just had all kinds of upheaval recently with their talk show host. Michael Savage left a couple months ago. Now Laura Ingraham has walked out the door. And, you know, Savage came back. Ingram's probably going
to
come back.
But he didn't come back to TRN. He came back to the air.
Right. TRN is their syndicate.
Now, I got to say, I'm a big fan of Mark Powers, who's the guy over there in charge.
No.
What's that?
No, that's not his name.
What's his name?
It's not Mark Powers, I can tell you that.
Shoot, I've got to go look his name up.
You're not that big of a fan, I guess.
Well, you know, sometimes names slip your mind, but you know, I like what he does. Mark Masters, I'm sorry, I've got his
understandable mistake.
Else.
Masters, Powers.
I guess it kind of has a similar sound to it, I suppose. Anyway, I'm a big fan of him. I like what he does, but
apparently he's not treating his staff the way they want to be treated, or maybe they're just
prima
donnas.
There's a lot of prima donnas in our business.
Maybe
they
are.
They're not all going to work for chump chains like you do.
You never hear the other side of the story when it comes to these national talk show hosts being, you know, walking away from these jobs. You never end up really finding out, you know, what was going on in the negotiating room because, you know, the year's coming to an end, so contracts are probably coming up. And as I understand, she did not renew her contract. So who knows what she was demanding or what they were demanding or who the bad guy is or if they're both bad guys in this. I don't care. For me, it's opportunity for Free Talk Live, and it's not dancing on anyone's grave, Mark. It's just responding appropriately in the business environment in which we find ourselves.
Didn't Phil Hendry on TRN?
And guess who else is upset at his syndicate?
He has been grumbling on his channel.
I didn't think you listened to Phil Hendry, Mark.
I'm not a big
Mark
fan.
Hates Phil Hendry.
That is an exaggeration. I don't hate the man.
You don't like him at all. You do not appreciate his brand of talk radio.
His shtick, where he does the bunch of different voices, I think is very interesting the first couple of shows that you hear it. After that, it becomes tired to
me. It never gets old for me.
I understand. So that's a long step away from hate, right?
Good point. So he's not your cup of tea. How about that?
He was a very nice man when we met him out in L.A.
You met him?
Oh, my God. Yes. We're top radios. We met them all.
I don't think I've met Phil. Most of the hosts I...
He was there.
You
weren't in the room for that particular event?
I would have
talked to him and shook his hand.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Okay.
I think Phil Hendry is a genius. I get the impression...
I would not argue that.
I agree.
I get the impression that he's kind of an a-hole, but geniuses often are.
That's true. That, too. He was upset...
You think Ian's a genius?
When I... he was upset at the syndicate for what, you know, doing what he considers relegating him to the overnights and to transmitters transmitting to cow pastures. So he was ranting about that once on one of his shows, and somebody had recorded it and put it online, so you can actually hear him on his web stream talking trash about his syndicator. Anyway, it's a mess right there right now in the radio business. You got Neil Bortz, who's the preeminent libertarian talk show host. Of course, he doesn't know libertarian principles right from left.
I'm sure he does know them,
but he doesn't apply them. He calls himself a libertarian, but he supports war.
He's more libertarian than your average Republican.
That's true. He supports ending the war on drugs. You know, you got to give him credit where credit's due. But he's walking away from his job too.
So he's retiring.
Oh, yeah, but he's walking away from it, and so all kinds of changes are in the loops or that are happening right now in the talk radio business. So perfect time to reach out to your local talk station's program director and ask for Free Talk Live. You can learn more about how to do that over at localfact.freetalklive.com, localfaq.freetalklive.com. So coming up here tonight, Johnny Ray, you're going to talk about fear-mongering. And first, the story that I mentioned briefly last night, federal officials took down 132 websites in a Cyber Monday crackdown. This according to TheHill.com. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and European officials seized 132 websites yesterday for allegedly selling counterfeit merchandise in a coordinated crackdown timed to coincide with the holiday shopping season. It's the third straight year that the government has seized websites on Cyber Monday, the marketing term for the Monday after Thanksgiving when many online resellers offer steep discounts and promotions.
Can you tell me about these sites? Because I don't know much about them. I mean, we're talking about they're selling, you know, purses.
Knockoffs.
Purses that would normally be $1,000 for 50,
yeah.
Sunglasses that would normally be $200 for 8. You know, I guess I shouldn't say normally because, you know, the name brands of which would be these things, and then the knockoffs, yes, that are much cheaper and will fall apart much more quickly are much less costly. Is that right?
That's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, they're keeping you safe from those terrible counterfeiters.
I find it, you know, I mean, I've had the opportunity to purchase Jokelys in the past. You know, people have, you know, offered me the chance. I don't think I ever have bought them, but I have bought cheap sunglasses. And generally, when you buy cheap sunglasses, you know you've bought cheap sunglasses, and they operate like cheap sunglasses.
You weren't under the impression that they were actually Oakleys.
No, I certainly wasn't. And
was it the price that was a clue?
It was a big clue.
Yeah.
Plus, once you take a look at them, generally you can see that there's some distinct differences in quality. You know, like the Oakleys are just made better. They're obviously, you know, designed better and all mm-hmm. these things, whereas these others are, you know, look like they've got the O painted on in like gold paint or something. Just not very impressive. So I don't know that anybody's being kept safe in any way here.
Well, a friend of mine bought I spent some time in South Korea, not North Korea, and a friend
of
mine
spent it in North Korea.
Bought a knockoff Rolex. And I guess one of the ways to tell a Rolex is the second hand sweeps around the face of the dial instead of ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And this one had this micro tick, this tiny little tick, so that if you weren't paying attention, it looked like it was sweeping around the face. But if you looked up, if you paid attention, then you could see it ticking.
How long did it last?
It had lasted as long as I knew him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's usually it's the exception, not the rule when it comes to the knockoffs.
Not all knockoffs are created equal, that's for sure. In this case, Mark, they're protecting, they're not actually protecting you from anything as a buyer. They're protecting the existing companies who have these name brands from competition. That's really what the protection's all about here. And it's you know, it's a pretty sweet deal for Rolex or for Louis Vuitton or whichever other these companies we're talking about, because ultimately it's the taxpayer that is funding this little mission to shut down their competitors. I mean, they don't actually have to do anything in the market to compete. They're using taxpayer dollars in the form of ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and their European counterparts. So, you know, however many millions upon millions of dollars the taxpayers are paying to pay for this organization that's literally going around and confiscating people's websites. In this case, 132 websites taken down in one day. So the companies themselves don't actually have to spend a dime on doing anything differently or better better and actually competing in the marketplace. They get the taxpayers funding the takedown of their competitors.
I hope they've gotten back everybody's stuff from all their cars that have been stolen and all the other. Because, I mean, there's a lot of law enforcement agencies get a lot of tax dollars, so the taxpayers get stuff stolen from them all the time in real life. I bet they'd like to get that stuff back, too.
855-450-FREE. More about the crackdown in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can can bring up anything that you would like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our site. We've got news updates via email, also Twitter and Facebook. Whatever your preference is, you can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Of course, email is going to guarantee you get all the updates about Free Talk Live. But we send more than just updates, news updates on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to get questions during the show, links to show prep as we talk about them, those sorts of things, sort of the as it happens is happening on Twitter and Facebook. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for any one of those that you would like. That's news.freetalklive.com. And it is Twitter Tuesday, at least for the next several hours. You can tweet something at Free Talk Live. We will see that happen and then follow your profile back on Twitter. So once again, tweet anything you want at Free Talk Live, which means putting the at symbol and then the words Free Talk Live all run together as one word. In your tweet, and that's how we will take note that you've actually done it and follow you back in return. So, Twitter Tuesday.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI has been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time, so if you've got a company and you try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI, their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
132 websites taken down in another Cyber Monday crackdown. According to TheHill.com, the feds, the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, have been doing this on a yearly basis, apparently. They did it last year as well, where they seized several websites, this year over 130 of them. According to ICE Director John Morton, in a statement, he said the operation is a great example of the tremendous cooperation between ICE and our international partners at the Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center. Our partnerships enable us to go after criminals who are duping unsuspecting shoppers all over the world.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't imagine for a second that there... I can't imagine the percentage of people that purchase off of these websites that actually believe that they're getting the real name brand item that they believe that they're buying here. And I just can't believe it for a second.
Well, we haven't seen the websites in question. It would be interesting to get some kind of an idea as to which sites were taken down, because they don't talk about that in this piece. They just give you the number of 132. So it would be interesting to go to one of those sites, maybe via archive.org, which is the web's archive. If you go to archive.org, type in any URL, it'll probably have that website from years ago. Like, you could go to freetalklive.com and look back at what our website used to look like 10 years ago. With archive.org, it's a cool site. It doesn't catalog everything. I don't know what their criteria are for, you know, how you actually get into the catalog, but it's almost every site on the internet has been cataloged by archive.org. So it'd be interesting to go back just to see, you know, are they marketing Joakley's or something else, some other product, as though it is Oakley? You know, are they taking a pair of Joakley's that they're getting in China for 10 cents and then reselling them for $100 and calling them Oakleys? I could understand why someone might call that duping a customer, but still, I don't want to pay for the federal government to do this kind of operation. I'm more interested in having the market solve these problems with things like, what do they call it? When you're like an authorized affiliate, there's certain terms for that in the business, like certified associate. So, for instance, if you go to Free Talk Live's AMP program, you go to amp.freetalklive.com, there is a little link there that shows you that we are an authorized.net subscriber, or that we're one of their verified merchants, is the term that they use. Mm-hmm. And then if you click on the authorized.net verified merchant logo, it actually goes to authorized.net's website, and it will verify that, yes, Free Talk Live is actually an authorized.net verified merchant, and here's the proof. You're looking at us telling you this on authorized.net. That way it's not just a graphic that we've taken from their website and put on our website.
Yeah.
You can click it to verify to make sure. So a lot of sites have this. If you go to checkout pages on a bunch of websites, they'll have some sort of certification that, you know, that they're safe.
It's good to have certification
to buy from. And similarly, there are official resellers of certain products. So, you know, whether it's Oakley or whatever brand name we're talking about, Louis Vuitton, etc., there's all kinds of ripoffs out there. These companies will have lists of merchants to which, you know, with which they do business, and there are ways to verify that the people you're buying from are actually the official, you know, outlets, if you will, the official distributors for that product. There are ways within the marketplace to verify that what you're getting is the real McCoy. If that's what's important to you, if it's not just the logo that's important, if it's important to you that the product you're buying came from the manufacturer that you're expecting it to come from, there are channels in the marketplace to allow you to, as the buyer, buyer beware, caveat emptor, to check that out and to find out. All you need to do is to spend the time to verify the business you're going to buy from is legitimate in the way that you expect, and that's that. You don't need the government out there spending however many countless millions of dollars on this enforcement.
Yep. Whatever they did to enforce this, you can believe that it wasn't the most efficient way for it to be enforced. Governments don't do efficient things.
People learn from their mistakes. That's how we grow, by being allowed to make mistakes, by being allowed to face the real world in all its ugly glory.
Right. I mean, if you end up not doing your due diligence and buying one of these ripoff products, and if you were duped into thinking it was the real McCoy, then you might find out otherwise. You might learn that, oh, wow, it's falling apart. You might try to check the warranty on it and find out that, looks like this wasn't actually a legitimate product in the first place, that you find out on the back end of your deal. Well, then you'll be more careful the next time. And the idea that we need a multi-million dollar agency, and I don't know how much funding, maybe it's probably in the billions that ICE receives, you need this megalithic kind of monolithic humongous agency to somehow stop that from happening, to stop that, even that possibility from occurring, which of course is ridiculous. They've only taken down 132 websites. I'm sure there are far more than that out there that are offering various different products. And again, if they can't team up with the country in question to do the takedown, because these are probably a lot of international sites, they mentioned they teamed up with European enforcement as well. So if the site's located in a country where they just don't give a damn about intellectual property laws, then you can't touch them. And they're going to continue operating. So you'll never protect everybody completely from everything. So it's just another way for the government agencies to fund themselves, is ultimately all this is.
They've done stuff.
Yeah.
Now we need more money.
Did either of you two get any super deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Nah. I'm not really in the market for anything that I can think of.
I got a 32-gigabyte micro SD card, which retails for about $70 to $80.
Mm-hmm.
I got it at Staples for $17.99.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Awesome. Cashed in. My mother wanted to get a couple of tablets, the Amazon Fire things, and they had those on a real good deal for like $130.
I'd love to have a tablet.
When did you go, Johnny Ray?
I don't remember. It was either Friday or Saturday.
So was it busy? I mean, were they hopping?
No, they weren't hopping when I went in. It was almost certainly Saturday.
We're going to continue with your calls here in moments, 855-450-FREE, whether you have intellectual property that you'd like to discuss. Maybe you support the takedown of these websites. Maybe there's someone out there that supports this that aren't the federal government or the brand manufacturers that they're supporting. 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Also coming up, fear mongering. Your calls are next. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can listen online at listen.freetalklive.com. There are web streams, so you can listen to us live on those streams, or you can listen to us anytime because they run around the clock, 24/7. You'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of our over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, you'll find that we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we're up on KU-band for other satellite listeners where we're on free-to-air on LRN.FM. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I want to invite you to freestateproject.org. The Free State Project crossed a major milestone a few days ago where it has now gone above two-thirds. We've now reached the two-thirds point of our goal of trying to get to 20,000 people who will sign the statement of intent at freestateproject.org in order to pledge that they will make the move to New Hampshire once the number 20,000 is reached, and that there's a 5-year window in which to move at that point. Now, there are other ways you can pledge. You can pledge to move immediately or move within a year or move within, you know, but when it reaches
15,000 or whatever. You can kind of customize your pledge, but the default one is that you'll move to New Hampshire within a five-year window once 20,000 participants of the Free State Project are reached. We are now over 67% of the, or about 67% of the way there. So it's exciting to me because this is the best chance for liberty in our lifetime, I think. That is to get people who care about freedom together, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, all together in the same place to get active. It's already working with over 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. Early movers like myself and Johnny Ray and Mark, all three of us on the show here tonight, are Free State Project early movers. So get on board. Let's finish this thing out. Let's get to that 20,000 as quickly as possible. I mean, if everybody who is a member of the Free State or a participant of the Free State Project would just sign up one friend or a family member, then we'd be at our goal. We'd be well over our goal. Yeah, so once again, freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up what you want. Tomas is in Grand Rapids. Tomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Listen, you know, I really can't expect the American people to be asked to sacrifice when the government is printing $40 billion every month, supposedly until unemployment goes down. And I was wondering if you all knew how this whole mechanism is working, because as far as I know, they're giving it to the banks to buy something called mortgage-based securities. And then, you know, who puts the price on these mortgages? Because let me tell you, if a guy came to my store and I knew he had a printing press, he would get really high prices, you know.
And well, what they're doing is they're buying these mortgage-backed securities. And they're not buying the good mortgage-backed securities. They're buying the bad mortgage-backed securities. In some cases, these houses may have been stripped of all their copper and burned down already. I mean, they don't know anything about these derivatives, these mortgage-based derivatives. And so essentially what the Federal Reserve is trying to do, which isn't a government agency, it's just kind of quasi-governmental in that the president will appoint the Federal Reserve chairman, has some kind of control in that way. It's actually a group of banks, and they create the currency. So this is one way that they're creating, they're just putting more dollars in play. And the idea is to rid the market of what they're calling toxic assets, these mortgage-backed, these ugly mortgage-backed derivatives. And, you know, hopefully the idea behind it is they'll finally get these ugly things out of the way, and we can all move on with the economy into the future.
Right. So is there any transparency here? Because, like you said, if a house is burned down, you know, maybe it was a $100,000 house, but now it's worth $10,000, what price is the government? I mean, I guess they wouldn't care if they're just printing the money, but still, this is devaluing the dollar, so it's like a tax on everybody. Is there any way to figure out what's going on?
There was an audit the Fed bill put through by Ron Paul that did manage to pass the House, but the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid made it very clear that it wasn't going to make it through the Senate. So I would say the answer is no. There's no interest in the Federal Reserve in transparency. If there was an interest in transparency, then they would have they would have at least done some kind of full audit of the Federal Reserve. I'd like to know where the gold is. The gold in Fort Knox, I'd like to know if it's still there. Germany and several other European countries have wanted to see their gold. What I believe the New York Federal Reserve, who was the holder of that gold, said to Germany was, no, you can't see it, your gold's wet.
The hell's that mean?
It's got water on it. Sorry, you can't see your gold.
Well, listen,
it has water on it.
Listen, man, I hope you all the best with the repopulating New Hampshire with liberty-minded folk. What's the temperature up there right now? Let me see if I have enough.
It's actually a little warm at the moment.
Yeah, it's a blistering 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's not too bad.
Is it really
all right,
cold?
Well, listen,
it's snowing.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it, Thomas. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, one of the biggest objections to New Hampshire is, it's cold up there!
And it is cold. I mean, I wouldn't lie to anybody about the weather.
I don't like being cold, man, but I like freedom, and I'm willing to do what it takes. So, They have heat. It's not a problem. If you love liberty and you really want to have a chance at it, you got to get together where other people are doing it. And nowhere else is really a viable possibility right now. There are some competitors to the Free State Project, but they're all in big states.
They don't have any kind of evidence that they've done anything.
No real traction, no track record. I mean, maybe one of them will really end up being an outstanding alternative, but I don't want to move to Texas where there are 25 million people, under some delusion that we're going to be able to have significant change there. You've got to have a small population in order to have a larger impact as a concentrated activist group.
Period. It's absolutely true.
So let's continue, though, with you and your
also
thoughts.
Another advantage to New Hampshire is that, there's a short distance to the capital. One of the reasons that people don't get in, I'm from Florida, one of the reasons people didn't get involved in politics in Florida, it's an 8-hour drive to get to Tallahassee from, the South Tampa Bay, Southern Tampa Bay area. I mean, that's how in the world can you be involved in the legislative process when the legislature meets a third of a day away from you? You can't go. You can't get on the road
and drive back. Not possible.
You can't get on the road, travel there, testify, and come back in a day's time. No. And of course, you know when you do that they don't pay that much attention. And I'll agree with you that in New Hampshire they don't pay that much attention either. The legislators don't. But at the very least, you can go and try to hold them accountable.
Yeah, here in Keene, we live very close to the Vermont border on the southwestern part of the state,
mm-hmm.
and it's about 2 hours to the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
If you call that a beach.
It's a beautiful beach.
We've got a beach on a lake here in Keene that is as nice a beach as the one out on the ocean, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, 855-453, right back into your calls. Let's go to Aboon in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello. Aboon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, my name is Abdul, and I just moved from my homeland in India 2 years ago to the land of opportunity.
Where here in India?
What city?
Bombay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
I thought the native speakers called that Mumbai.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I would just like to share some culture stories, and also I would like to share a special talent that I have acquired around 2 years ago when I moved to America.
Let's just skip right to the special talent. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah. He got dumped, by the way.
You can't say that way. Hey, Abdul. You can't say that word on the radio.
Yeah. Let's say it's another name for rooster, except he used it in the inappropriate context. You could say it in the appropriate context, but not in the way he did.
That's right.
They cut the Mumbai twist.
855-453.
He says he's from Bombay. That's hilarious.
1-855. We should have asked him to tell us about the Hindu religion.
He said his name is Abdul. He must be Muslim.
Good point. 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We don't mind a good prank. It's just the bad ones. They're terrible.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site for you there. Give them away. You can support the show, though, if you would like, by becoming an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go. I mentioned earlier that it is an authorized.net, you know, official, I forget what the term is, but verified merchant. There you go. Verified merchant, meaning you can safely do credit card business on our website. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. So if you don't want to use PayPal to sign up, you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our site. It's $5 a month, and you get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which is our regular podcast, but it doesn't have the podcast commercials that the regular podcast does. And in addition to that, there are some other features that you can get access to at amp.freetalklive.com. But the main reason to amp is not because you are a fan of Free Talk Live so much. That's a fine reason to do it. But the main reason is because Free Talk Live is the only show out there bringing the message of liberty to regular radio on over 100 stations from coast to coast. We'd like to be on more than that. You know, there's some shows have 500 stations. So certainly we've got some room to grow, and we've gotten as far as we have because of Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. So please, if you're not yet an amplifier, if you used to be an amplifier and you want to come back on board, we'd love to have you back, and we would love to have you for the first time at amp.freetalklive.com. You get the perks, and you help Free Talk Live spread to more radio stations and more internet connections. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. Randy is listening in Indiana, in Muncie. Hey, Randy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd let your audience know that I use a really cool app on my phone to listen to the downloadable podcast version of the show. It's called Audio Galaxy.
All right.
And it lets you it'll connect your phone to your computer at home and allow you to access all your audio files directly from your computer. So I've got like an auto podcast downloader that downloads every episode of the show automatically, and then I can get to it anytime I want from my phone just by opening up that app. So
sounds like something you'd only want to use on a Wi-Fi connection, because that might really suck away some data on a data plan.
Yeah, if you have a limited data plan. I have a prepaid plan through Virgin Mobile that allows unlimited 3G.
So is this an Android app, or is it for iPhone as well? Do you know?
I don't know if it's on iPhone or not, but okay. I have Android, so.
Audio Galaxy. Thanks for the recommendation. What else were you calling about tonight?
Yeah. I have a quick question. Now, obviously, the big problem with government is the consolidation of power within the government. What would stop that same thing from happening in like a truly free market place where there was no government intervention?
Well, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with the concentration of power if it happens naturally. The problem I have with government is the coercive nature of it.
Yeah, the problem with government is the force that's involved in it, the fact that it is a monopoly on violence and that they force people to do business with it. So if, you know, if you're just doing business with people on a consensual basis, I don't know if, you know, consolidation of power is really the right term for a business that's building itself. I don't really feel like that's power necessarily, but it's certainly influence. It's certainly customer base.
I disagree completely with both of them.
And
I've got to say that the problem with government is not force, because force can be used in defensive measures, and force could be used to enforce contracts.
Okay, aggressive force.
The problem with government is the claim on a monopoly. And so, you know, it is a consolidation of power. And I'd like to say that I don't like consolidations of power in the same way I didn't like consolidations of power with, oh, say, Standard Oil, Kmart, you know, all kinds
Kmart?
Of... Kmart was the big discount shopper at one point. And then along came Walmart. I understand you're 10 years younger than I am, and you may not really necessarily remember that, and you did work for the big K at one point. But at one point, they were the big one. And there have been a lot of...
To say that's power, though? I mean, I don't know if that's the right term.
Yeah, sure. Money's power. You could buy influence with money.
Okay.
Yeah, power is a catch-all.
I think the more money you have, the more money you have, a lot of times means the bigger audience that you have available through advertising, you know,
sure,
like that.
I would also say that there's sort of an end game to some extent, too. As the marketplace is allowed to act more efficiently, it's going to get to an end place that's going to stop things. You know, when you have 3D printers out there and high-efficiency solar panels and high-efficiency wind power generators and things like that, you're going to see the marketplace change incredibly when, you know, people don't need to go to the store to buy things and they don't need to pay for electricity anymore.
Yeah, and
I have that conversation all the time also. Like, when do you think that will actually happen? Like, when do you think that would become commonplace? That
I don't know when it'll
you're
happen.
You're pretty much cutting out the corporation that has to develop all of these different products.
I don't know when it'll happen, but it'll happen more quickly as the government is removed more quickly from the marketplace. Because
right.
Humans have the capacity, their consciousness has the capacity to live on hundreds, if not thousands of years. If we somehow figure out how to preserve that consciousness, the government's going to get in the way of that. And I don't know whether you're going to find free energy and free consumer products before or after that. It seems to me that consumer products are well on their way with 3D printers that can print new 3D printers, which can print anything.
Right.
At that point, you have the...
Yeah, they've got 3D printers now that can print a home in 24 hours.
What?
So, I mean, things are going to change dramatically, and power is going to be an entirely different thing at that point.
I forgot your name, my friend.
It's Randy.
Randy. To go back to your original... Randy, to go back to your original question, I think the, quote, free market discourages consolidation of power. There comes a point, say, a firm is consolidating power and is satisfying its customers and gains more and more market share and ramps up production. There comes a point where it becomes less and less efficient for it to grow. And, in fact, what encourages that kind of consolidation is fascism and government. Because it's easier for politicians to handle a smaller number of players in a market,
yeah,
and they will try and make that happen.
So
and,
true.
And the free market and free competition encourages more players and lower profit.
If anyone can get into a business, that's an immediate check on the potential of anyone else in the market.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, if nobody has an advantage, they got through, that were able to purchase.
Legislation, for instance.
Yeah, that they're able to purchase either, you know, I mean, we're just looking at a restaurant here in Keene, New Hampshire, trying to come in, decided to pull back out. We don't know why the specifics reasons are, but it's really hard to get a building built in Keene, New Hampshire, because you have to go beg a half a dozen different bureaucrats for their stamp on a piece of paper. Each one of those stamps costs several thousand dollars. You've got to get, architects and pieces of paper drawn up for more tens of thousands
of dollars. Build in the next town over where they don't have all that.
Right, and you know, it drives business out. The little business, well, that's what the big business says. The big business says, well, I don't need Keene. I can go to, you know, some other place halfway across the country if they want to, and I can make just as much money there. But the little guy who might be in competition with the big guy, they just can't get it done.
Randy, any other thoughts you want to share?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man.
Actually, I got a question for Mark, actually.
All right, go ahead.
Before, Mark, you had mentioned that you had talked to Joe Rogan about possibly doing an interview. Did you ever hear anything back about that?
Yeah, well, we were going out to Los Angeles for the talk radio convention, and I sent a tweet to his little Twitter account there, and I didn't get a response. I know a couple of people sent follow-up tweets trying to catch his attention. I couldn't say. Maybe he was going to be out of town that day. I did not speak to him at all. I do not feel rebuffed. We just didn't get any response.
I'm sure he's a busy guy. Thanks, Randy, for the call. Yeah, appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Fargo guy in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Johnny Ray's here, right? He's a video game guy all the time.
Well, I never play video games because the charging port on my laptop is broken, so I
didn't.
Can't
your phone
ever
just die out last
That's
week?
That's right. I got my replacement today.
Okay.
So the only games I play are Android apps, and they're really pretty shallow.
Mm.
So I haven't played a good game in a
long
time.
But you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, I do. When I'm at work, I listen to video game podcasts.
All right, so it's safe to say that of the three of us on the show, you are the gamer that's tied in the most with the industry.
I will hesitantly accept that title.
All right, go ahead, Fargo guy.
Oh, I wanted to know if you've ever heard of a game called Coldstep Saga. It's so much fun, but it has like such a small cult fan base. Like, that's painful is how, like, it's, you know?
Coldstep Saga?
Yes.
I'd say no.
Yes, Coldstep is about, like, it's like Magic the Gathering.
I've heard of it, but I don't know the first thing about it.
Hey, Fargo guy, thanks, man, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line is getting on his phone right now. Hour number two is next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.